This is KUT 90.5. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Hope your day is going well. We're downstairs in Studio 1A for some special live music today. One of my very favorite folk vocalists in pop music is here with us. It's Nico Case. Welcome,
Hello,
Nico.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Good to have you here.
Thank you. You have
a couple of friends, Kelly Hogan.
Howdy.
On vocals and Paul Rigby on guitar, both of whom appear on that terrific new album, Middle Cyclone, we've been playing a lot of here at KUT.
Thank you. They are on the payroll.
Right. And you begin a rather lengthy spring tour tonight at Stubbs.
We do indeed. And we have a very confusing and powerful laser show, so
to distract from our
chord making. So
unfortunately, we don't have it here for our radio listeners to observe, but
we do have Stubbs installing.
Yes, acoustic lasers. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Well, we do have your lovely voice here with us, and we're dying to hear from you, Nico Case on KUT 90.5.
Okay, the song is called "Middle Cyclone," which is the title track off our record. Are you ready?
Very pro.
Very pro. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Baby, why am I worried now? Did someone make a fool of me? For I could show them how it's done. Na 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 na. Can't give up acting tough. It's all that I'm made of. Can scrape together quite enough to ride the bus to the outskirts of the fact that I need love. Times that I try, one for every glass of water that I spill next to the bed, retching pennies in a boiling well, in a dream that it once becomes a foundry of mute and heavy bells. They shake me deaf and dumb, say someone made a fool of me, for I could show 'em how it's done. It was so clear to me that it was almost invisible. I lie across the path waiting just for a chance to be a spider web trapped in your lashes. For then I will trade you my empire for ashes, but I choke it back how much I need love.
KUT 90.5. We're here with Nico Case. She's getting some vocal help from Kelly Hogan with Paul Rigby on guitar. It's a title track from her new album, Middle Cyclone. So you're starting this long tour off here in Austin.
Yes.
Any particular reason it starts here?
Oh, okay. The food. We want to be properly fed to set out on our journey. It's kind of like how bears in the fall, you know, they go into that state of hyperphagia where they just crave fat. And that's all they
eat. Cheeks full of blueberries.
We got cheeks full of queso and fried things.
Yes.
And we're going to be all set.
Fried okra, fried cheese curds. Yeah. If it holds still long enough, we'll fry it.
We'll eat it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get to say hyperphagia.
That's nice.
It's my favorite word, I think.
That's a good one.
So the tour goes at least to Bonnaroo in June.
It does.
It's a pretty long
tour. It does.
Tour.
And then we're actually setting up a month-long tour in July as well. And then there's September and October in Europe, I think.
August, September.
So the album's been out roughly a month, and it has sort of skyrocketed up the charts, really been successful thus far.
Well, they say that. It's kind of a abstract term, I think, because nothing feels so different to us, but it's very flat. It's very nice, you know.
So the cover has you aboard Mercury Cougar with a spear in hand. So, and somebody who worked, I kind of didn't even kind of notice it. And my friend's, oh, that's my favorite car. So I need to ask you.
That's my favorite car too.
So is that the reason that you chose the Cougar?
Well, it was free because it was my car. So, well, it is my car, I guess. But I'm a pretty big fan of the Mercury Cougar. It gets no love next to the Mustang, even though it's basically the same car. And much more attractive, in my opinion.
Would you like to step outside?
Uh-oh.
I like them both, though. But yeah, I had a Mustang. I had a 65 Mustang, so. Yeah.
Kelly's going to beat my ass now, apparently.
Awesome. I'll wait till we're on TV to do that. Yeah.
And later in the year, we're actually going to auction off my car for charity, so. Oh. And I can't say the charity yet because it's not official. And when you do that and you say it,
then you get in trouble.
You screw it up, but you get in trouble. But it will be for awesome arts-related and kids style, you know.
It'll be a good
breast
cause.
Augmentation for surgeries.
For everyone.
So how long?
Boys, girls, everyone.
Nico Case is here with us. How long have you and Kelly been singing together? I know she's on at least your previous album, The Fox Confessor Brings the Flood.
Since we met.
Yeah.
Like 97?
97.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's 11 years. That's gross.
I know, almost 12.
And to think we still look this hot. We look hotter than when we met.
Check us out.
The 40s. I'm looking good.
Rocking mad
40s,
skin tags.
The new 17.
You can catch them tonight at Stubbs if you want to check them out, opening their long spring tour here. In Austin. So the album was recorded in various locations. I know part of it was in Tucson with some of that crew of Joey Burns and Hal Gelb, and also some of it was recorded in a barn in Vermont.
Yeah, I had this idea that I needed a piano for the house in Vermont, which I'm moving to soon, but I went on Craigslist, and there were so many free pianos on Craigslist, I thought it would be really funny to get as many free pianos as you... Because I wondered, how many free pianos can you get? And then I thought, that might be a good way to finally do the Harry Nilsson song. Because, you know, it's hard to approach a song done by Harry Nilsson and think that you can actually do anything with it. Because what's the point? Harry Nilsson did it with an orchestra.
Right, and then
he's Harry Nilsson. And he did it all in a thigh-length
bathrobe. Shorty, brown, terry bathrobe, yeah.
So what am I going to do to it that's any good? So I thought piano orchestra will be the way
piano
to
choir.
Qualify that. And then Garth Hudson will make it good.
So does the music sound different when it comes from Vermont as opposed to coming from the desert?
No. I mean, there's spring peeping frogs and robins that ended up on the recording that probably didn't live in Tucson, but other than that, no, I think.
Well, I want you to know I listened to that entire track because I wasn't sure whether 15 minutes in you started singing or not, so I wanted to be sure. But
no,
it actually
it's just meant to soothe you.
It was soothing.
Yeah, they're talking about mating in no uncertain terms, and for some reason it's very soothing to the human ear.
And for people,
their desperation is very soothing.
For people who haven't heard the last 31 minutes of the album, the last track is just sort of natural sounds of frogs and crickets and
getting
outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Getting down, or, you know, calling out that
or
they're looking to get
me,
down.
Pick me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was recorded in Vermont?
Yes.
Nico Case is with us. She has a brand new album out called Middle Cyclone. She's performing tonight with her band at Stubbs. Get you to do another one, please.
What song are we doing, Kelly?
Deep Cut.
We going for Teenage Feeling right
now?
Yeah.
So that's on the previous album.
That's on the previous album. We want to mix it up a little because I know we didn't get to come in for the last record. And so we're trying to make up. It's our makeup show.
All right.
Only lie. phone calls. They follow each other, one after another, after another. Now my heart is green as weeds, grown to outlive their season. Nothing comforts me the same as my brave friend who says, I don't care if forever never comes, 'cause I'm holding out for that teenage feeling. I'm holding out for that teenage feeling. All the loves we had, are we ever new? Did they fill me with so many secrets to keep me from loving you? It's
Nico Case with Kelly Hogan and Paul Rigby here on KUT 90.5. And that's a tune that appeared on Nico's last album called Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, and Teenage Feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice one.
That song's about Paul.
Mm. It is about Paul.
Uh-huh. So some of our listeners know you from being with the New Pornographers and the mm-hmm. Sadies.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status with those projects? They just sort of on the back burner now while you go out?
Well, the Sadies have always kind of been their own entity, and sometimes we collide like chocolate and peanut butter, and then we do some stuff. But I'm still a full-time member of the New Pornographers. In fact, I hear from Phil, our engineer who's in the booth right now, that I'm supposed to be getting demos for the new record any day now. So I'm very excited to hear them. And Carl is currently touring for his new record too, so busy bees in the hive.
So the new album, a lot of the topics on the new album kind of deal with nature and natural things, tornadoes mm-hmm. and plants and animals and things like that. How does that come about?
I think that's just what makes me comfortable. I grew up
tornadoes
make me comfortable. No, just nature. Thank you for pointing that out, Paul. I grew up in the middle of nowhere half the time, and then in the city half the time, and I definitely preferred the in the middle of nowhere. And so I guess that's just kind of the language I like.
So you grew up amongst nature.
Yeah, I come from a dairy farming family, but then I'd live in the city half the year. And then I also would travel with my mom and my stepfather, who was an archaeologist. And so we would often live in the most remote places you could imagine while they were on digs and stuff. So I liked it. It suited me.
Good. So you have such a distinctive voice. Who were some of the people that influenced you early on?
Well, early on, I would say Heart was probably the biggest influence on me because they're pretty much the best band ever. And they were from the Northwest. You know, as far as something that I chose, like that I actively wanted to listen to. And then, you know, my grandmother listened to classic country all the time, and it was always on. And so I liked it, but I didn't really realize to what extent it was shaping my tastes. But she never shoved it down my throat or forced me to listen to anything. And she just really loved music in general. And she loved musicals. We watched a lot of musicals together. And I don't know. So there's some corniness in there from musicals. And then a love of country music and folk music.
You like some Buffy St. Marie.
I love Buffy St. Marie.
Named your dog after her.
I did, because I lived on the Canadian border and we had CBC, so I got lots of Buffy St. Marie when I was a kid. So, yeah.
So your music now, I mean, the earlier albums definitely got labeled as part of that whole alt country, no depression kind of scene. Do you see the
was
music?
Was it a scene? I don't ever remember a scene. See, that, I still don't know what that was.
It was a keg party.
It was a keg party.
You know what was interesting here in Austin? Because a lot of the musicians coming out of here, the Americana kind of country tinge musicians, were in on that. And then that whole magazine really kind of blossomed during South by Southwest, like years ago in the early 90s. So it seemed like a whole scene just descended upon Austin during, you know, during
cowboy
those
shirts
times.
And gas station the shirts,
whole,
ahoy.
Yeah, the whole
ahoy.
Thing.
Tattoos, ahoy.
But do you, does your music feel like it's evolved since, you know, 10 or 15 years back?
I mean, I hope it has. That's what I think that's what every songwriter has, you know, hopes for is that you, you know, show some sort of market growth in your stuff. I hope so. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, that whole thing is a bad scene or anything. I just, I don't know what it is. I still don't know what it is or was. I don't know. There was no sort of movement or meetings to go to. That said, okay, we're going to get people wearing tattoos and gas station shirts. Stat. But, and we're going to love bourbon. We're going to love it. But
you were just doing what you were doing. And then, you know, everybody's everybody's got to call something. It's like every
they
gotta
call
every
something,
7 years.
Something. And, you know, you can't blame people because if you were a music journalist and you had to, like, try to differentiate 25 CDs a day, you'd probably
stick a gun in your mouth,
but
Fluffy Spot,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, you were covering Loretta Lynn, but you were covering Queen and Scott Walker and stuff too at the same time. So. Mm-hmm.
Nico Case is here with us on KUT. I want to ask you something about songwriting because you write most of your own material, overwhelmingly. So, how is that process for you? Is that sort of painstaking?
It's super painful. Painful is what I would say. It starts out. Just with random ideas that I just write down or sing into a tape recorder. Like, it doesn't always start with lyrics or music or melodies. I mean, it could happen any way, you know, but mostly it starts with lyrics first. And then Paul come over and we'll mess around with some ideas and mostly watch TV on the floor.
I have an idea. Let's watch Ghostbusters again.
Let's drink four Cokes and watch Ghostbusters again. Exactly. That's kind of how the songwriting went. For the last record, we watched The Last Waltz 75 times, I think, is how that record was made. But usually it's pretty easy going, and then in the 11th hour, generally, it's scrambling sleeplessness and sort of sensory deprivation.
So do you usually have a deadline where you know you're supposed to have an album out?
I usually break like three deadlines per record. So I usually make a record every 3 years rather than every 2 years like most people do. But I think that's mostly, you know, the New Pornographers is also a full-time band, so it's not easy to do both. So people are always like, why does it take you so long? Because I have a couple of jobs, man.
Couple of day jobs. Nico Case is our guest today here on KUT 90.5. We have time for one more. You want to do another one off the new album?
Yeah, let's do the Harry Nilsson song we're talking about.
All right.
We won't have the piano orchestra, but just imagine 21 pianos happening while this is happening.
Shorty bathrobes.
That's right. We're
and
wearing short
bathrobes. Drinking out of ceramic skulls.
We're drinking out of ceramic skulls, and we're all sitting on chairs made out of bongs fused together. Thrones, if you will.
Okay.
And the song is...
Don't forget me. Thank you, Paul.
Right.
Keep your clothes. by the poolside, while the fireflies are all around you. I'll miss you when I'm low, I'll miss the alimony too. Don't forget me, don't forget me. About me too. Doesn't matter now, come on, get happy, 'cause nothing lasts forever, but I will always love you. Don't forget me, please don't forget me. Make it easy on me just for
Harry Nilsson's song, Don't Forget Me. It's one of two non-originals on the new album by Nico Case, Middle Cyclone. That was Paul Rigby on guitar, Kelly Hogan on, I guess what's called second vocal.
I guess so. Pipes. And doing the best I can with what I got left.
Pipes.
And Nico Case. You can catch them tonight at Stubbs, opening a long spring tour behind the new album. So how big's the band?
Six,
yeah.
John Rawhouse on the pedal steel, and Barry Marochnik on drums, Tom Ray on the bass, and then us three.
And we're touring, we're playing with Shearwater tonight, which we're very excited about. But for the rest of the tour, we have Crooked Fingers with us, so we'll probably rope Miranda into singing with us, too. Miranda Brown, she's a bad man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for dropping in and kicking the tour off here at KUT.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jay Austin.
Walter Morgan has been our engineer, and live music on KUT is made possible in part by Lexus of Austin, offering new and pre-owned Lexus automobiles. Lexus, the passionate pursuit of perfection. LexusofAustin.com. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 3 o'clock. It's KUT 90.5.